has started. Roger.
Kenny.
Oh, it's nice to hear your voice.
It's kind of okay, but maybe to hear your voice a little bit. Because it's been... I don't think we've seen each other, really, since we did the show last or anything. It's just been...
Yeah, nothing's happened.
No, zero things have happened. It's like
nothing important.
Like time paused.
It's like we took 40 days off for no reason.
Yeah. You know, just we didn't think really that anybody would want to listen anyway, so we just didn't do it.
Yeah, we both had high voices.
Yeah. But hey, we're back. I'm happy to be back. Do we tell people what day it is? Because it's not a normal recording time.
We can tell them.
We'll tell them. Okay. Listen, we've got something to tell you. It's Saturday, June 25th, 2016. Is it really 40 days since we did this?
I think the last episode was May 18th, if I remember correctly.
That's that Adam Sandler movie, right? May 18th?
Do it.
What?
40 days and 30 nights. How many nights?
What? None of that is Adam Sandler?
No.
You're thinking 51st dates. Where does May 18th come into that equation?
Surprise.
It doesn't. Mm-mm. I saw that movie in theaters when it came out in whatever.
Gross.
Let's guess.
2003. Did we guess the same year?
Yes.
Or were you just copying?
The delay may have you think that I copied you. However, it was already in the chamber and it was ready to be given, if you would, maybe.
Expelled.
Come here, Kenny.
Mm-mm. All right, Kyle. Get more acclimated to the soundboard again.
I know it's been a while since I clicked on things here to find.
To
find a sound. It's been a while. Wow, that took
there
a while.
There we go.
Gosh, I missed you.
Oh, sure you did.
What actually happened on this break? You got married.
That's right. I did get married.
Yeah.
Huzzah.
You went to the former European Union, now Brexiting.
Yeah, I went to London.
How was that?
For my honeymoon.
First of all, tell the listeners,
baby,
about your marriage.
My marriage?
Mm-hmm.
What do I need to tell them that it happened? Because they know it happened. I guess if they don't know it happened, it happened. It was a day wedding. Kyle was there.
Oh my gosh, it was so hot.
It was very hot. Now, we both knew, it's weird to say, but my wife and I, we both knew it was in the realm of possibility that having a June wedding in the Central Valley of California, there was the risk. We ran the risk of it being a very hot day.
Of course.
Now, in the weeks leading up to June 4th, that was the day. In the weeks leading up to that day, we were having beautiful weather. I would say low 80s, like great. And with a little breeze, it was perfect in the valley. And then all of a sudden, like the 4 or 5 days leading up to that fateful day, it hit June and it went, all right, hold on, 90 degrees, 95 degrees, 100 degrees, 104 degrees.
It's like the ozone layer opened up and said, nope, hey, whole Central Valley, I'm just going to pound you with my sun.
Now, the worst part about it is that in the days after, in the subsequent days after we've left for the honeymoon,
yeah,
it got really nice in the valley, like back down to the mid 80s.
So do you think the weather was a manifestation of your internal feelings for one another?
Sure. Yeah, you could put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, that would have been good to say, huh?
Yeah. This hot weather is reminiscent of my feelings. It was really humid that day, though. There was something wrong with the Earth's thermostat.
It was cloudy, which is very weird for this time of year in this area.
It's like someone stuck like a whole cartridge of Vicks VapoRub into a humidifier and stuck it into like a swamp and then decided to turn it on and have a wet.
Wow.
I did not like that at all.
We were only outside for
2 hours.
45 minutes.
No.
Well, you and I, Kyle, we were outside for a long time.
Yeah.
But once we were done with the outside portion, we went inside for the reception event. And that was fine. It was a nice 78, 77 degrees inside this brick wine cellar
crematorium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice.
Now, Kyle, what are you talking about? So the wedding happened. But now, Kyle, you can agree. Since it was hot and it was balmy and it was cloudy and humid, we also had really good lighting for pictures.
That is true. Photography wise, it was a great day.
It was a great day for lighting and everything. Yeah. So we couldn't really complain too much because we did get a positive result from the weather.
I think, though, the camera itself was sweating. So it just.
Yes.
I don't know. But how's the weather there today? Now that it's actually
today
summer,
we've skipped over
the entirety of basically June weather, June gloom.
Right.
And
so for the next 8 days, it will be over 100 degrees here.
Yuck.
104 today, 108 next week. That's about it.
104.1. You're listening to the really, really hot station.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we did the wedding and then we went to London.
Yeah.
Now, Kyle,
that's the most excited I could get. Sorry.
That's the most excited. Okay. Yeah. So, in lieu of recent events, most notably Brexit.
Sure.
And I was listening to the news yesterday and they were saying, well, you know, the stock markets around the world are plummeting on the news that the UK is leaving.
Right. Right.
But the silver lining is that since the pound is just declining so hard, like English vacations are going to be super cheap this summer.
Yeah, I thought.
And I went,
Yeah, that's slightly infuriating.
Right. Because, I mean, we were just there and we spent lots of money.
Sure. What they should do, what they need to do is just make the DVD for European Vacation really, really cheap so that you can kind of just relive that.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. But we took a week to go to London, and that was interesting. When I got there, it was a little bit of, they all speak English, right?
Thankfully.
But it was still a little bit of culture shock.
Wait. That's you, right when you got off the plane.
I will say, the instant we were taking a car back from the airport to the middle of the city, driving on the left side of the road almost made me defecate profusely into the back of the car.
No.
I had my stomach was turning the instant we started driving on the wrong side, to me, the wrong side of the road. And I was like, I had mini panic attacks for the first 10 minutes of being in the back of this car. Like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Oh, he's on the right side of the car. Oh, what's going on? Oh, no.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Well, it happened.
Yeah.
So, but it was my honeymoon. I won't really divulge what we did.
I think
the sights we saw.
Yeah, I've got some of that here.
In, and then honey in.
There you go.
That's right.
Thanks, Gordon. Did you meet Gordon?
Oh, I so wanted to go to a Gordon Ramsay restaurant,
but
we didn't. So we planned a lot for a year and a half. We planned the wedding like down to the minute. And I don't know if you agree, but I say that our wedding went very well, very swimmingly.
It was a production for sure. I mean, if you think about now, today may be a little bit different, but if you think about how tight of a ship that we run here at this show. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, when we used to do it, just very regimented, right on time, usually, yeah. And mostly organized. It was very much that, and right. So it felt natural to me. It felt very much in my element.
Yeah, and we wanted to make sure that everybody was comfortable,
right,
and everything was just taken care of,
right.
And so we planned a long time to get that to happen. Well, and good. Then we got to London and we went, oh, we didn't plan for this at all.
Yeah. Ding.
We didn't really got to look too far ahead. We planned for the 4th and then we got to the 5th when we flew to London. And then we went, oh, that's it. That's all we planned for.
I mean, that's fine.
We had a place to stay.
Yeah.
and we walked a bunch.
You guys needed some spontaneity. Though,
because that's true.
Stuff had been so planned out, and you know, you needed a bit of a
surprise
when you got there.
It was nice to have that. So anyway, that's what I did, Kyle. What did you do?
Great. I got a tablet.
Cool. Did you get married to it?
I married my tablet. No, I got a Google Pixel C, one of those Nexus tablet devices.
Yeah.
Ordered it actually before we did the whole you coming down to Southern California camping trip thing. And I had it during that time, using it mainly for things like reading articles, which didn't really help at all because we weren't doing the show.
But it was a good, I don't want to really call it a second screen, but it kind of is. Right.
It was a great, like, I don't want to pull my laptop out of my bag device. Good
supplement then.
Yes. Getting email done, reading things, watching Netflix, all that.
You have a Nexus phone.
I do.
So moving to an Android tablet wasn't really too hard for you.
It wasn't.
Okay.
But it is very much just a bigger screened version. Now, I did upgrade it to Android N as we had the keynote day, I think, on our last episode, potentially.
Probably. I don't remember.
I think we did. But what they do is they have a split screen mode, so you could run notes on the left hand side and read articles on the right hand side. It's cool. It's a neat experience for Android N. However, I tried to update most recently to the developer 4 version, and as it was updating, it totally failed and appeared to have completely deleted the operating system. So I contacted Google support. A new one is on its way out, and I just need to send this one back and relieve that credit card hold that they've got on my account.
So, when you contacted them, this is always a question of mine, and it's a sign of, I would say, good customer service.
Okay.
When you said, hey, I tried to do this one thing, did they understand what you were doing?
Yes. However, so I purposefully did not start on the telephone, because they're going to need to move to email to send me packing slips and things like that anyway. So I started with chat, from chat, had them go through like, have you tried this? Have you turned it on? Have you plugged it in? Have you charged it up? Have you done, we went through the whole book, the whole binder of things.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I said I did all those things. They then, like 3 days later, sent me the instructions on how to basically flash the device and put a new operating system on there. And I just basically said, I'm not doing this. It is totally not worth it. My fault for upgrading to a different beta operating system. However, I did do it through normal Google
over the air update channels. So
correct.
My expectation was not to have to plug it in and do that with my Mac computer. So I did not.
Okay.
Eventually it escalated to just someone on the technical side saying, hey, do you want to just replace this? Cause you could do all these other things, or we could just replace it for you. And I said, just please replace it. And they sent me the thing and they said, here you go, let's do this.
Okay.
So it was easy.
You don't have to pay for shipping or any of that.
No,
That's cool.
All
okay.
Done.
Yeah. Cause so I had that same problem. I think we covered on the show. I had the problem with my Kindle screen cracking.
Yeah.
And it was a paper white. And so the light was like bleeding through the crack.
Right. Oh, did you see the new Kindle? By the way, you're going to derail this real quick.
I did see the new Kindle.
What do you think?
It's almost as light as paper.
All right, back on track.
Okay. Anyway, so I contacted them. I did the chat like you did. I didn't even call them.
Uh-huh.
I did the chat. I'm like, hey, guess what? This is my problem. I sent them pictures. I was like, I didn't do anything wrong, did I? And they went, we usually don't do this, but we'll just send you a new one.
That's the, I'm going to let this slip now. That's the one that you threw onto the bed, right?
I tossed it onto a soft surface. How could that crack the screen?
The mattress.
It landed screen up.
Oh! And then it cracked. What do you expect?
I couldn't think of anything else that would crack the screen. And so I thought, was it when I tossed it onto my bed?
It's the heat.
That shouldn't crack a screen.
Nah, I think it's the heat, probably.
Oh, the massive heat wave that we experience every day here.
Mm-hmm. Ah! Terrible.
Anyway.
You know what's terrible, Kenny?
What's that, Kyle?
Not doing the headlines.
So we should do those.
That's what we're going to do right now.
At the top of the show.
These are today's headlines.
I just wanted to make sure that people could, you know, get to know us again and understand what we did in our lives in between that time. I love that you had life-changing things happen and I bought a tablet.
It's normal.
Bum, 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 bum.
Kyle.
Yeah.
The Zuckness covers his laptop camera with tape. Who calls him the Zuckness? Yeah, all right. So what was this, a week ago?
I think it was this week, maybe.
This week? Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Earlier this week, Kyle, Zuckerberg on National Selfie Day posts a selfie of him in front of his laptop and the internet went crazy because they're not looking at Zuckerberg. No. They're looking at his laptop. What they noticed are three things. That his camera on his MacBook is covered with tape. Probably electrical tape, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. Not just like scotch tape. That'd be so funny. His mic jack on the left side of his MacBook was covered with tape. And funny enough, his email client is Thunderbird.
Can we break this down real quick?
Let's break it down.
I'm sure other...
Break it down! Okay, don't break it down anymore. Break it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
First of all, taking this photograph in front of things and at a desk, were they trying to humanize him and make him seem like, hey,
he's just another employee.
He just has a desk, just like an intern that we just hired.
Yes. Kyle, if they took a picture of him in his office in their brand new Facebook headquarters.
Yeah.
First of all, there would be nothing in the office because he's probably some minimalist crazy guy. Sorry, Zuckerberg.
He doesn't listen. It's fine.
He had to go. So he did take over the desk of some lowly intern, I'm sure.
Totally.
Or his coworker who he makes work. In the confines of everything else.
VP.
And he gets the night. Like one wing of the headquarters to himself.
I expect Zuckerberg to just basically drive his car straight into his office and not have to see anybody. It would be like an episode.
Kyle, he doesn't drive.
True. Okay. His chauffeur.
He doesn't have a chauffeur. It's a self-driving car.
His souffle. drives him.
It's a souffle chauffeur.
Drives him straight into his office.
Kyle, there were so many French people in London.
That doesn't make any sense.
But there were. Everyone at the hotel spoke French. I think we were in France. Oops.
I don't think that's how that works.
Moving on.
Okay.
So the other thing is that covering your camera.
Yeah.
Now, there are advocates for covering your camera because someone could hack your laptop. Yeah, we're looking into our cameras right now, Kyle. Someone could hack your laptop, take control. Oh gosh, stop looking at me. take control of your camera, I guess, and secretly record what the feed is while you're doing whatever, right?
Now,
and so there have been instances of people using their laptop in suggestive, I don't want to say suggestive manners, but it kind of is.
You're being very safe about how you're saying this.
Sure. And so what has happened is they have been hacked, and unknowingly, they are just in front of their laptop with stuff. And
where did those photos go or videos? Do they end up on the internet?
What happens is they get sent. The video will get sent to the user by an anonymous source.
Sure.
And going, hey, if you don't want this released, you better send me $25,000. So you get blackmailed for the footage. And that has happened.
Right.
So I don't have an article or anything to back that up, but I'm just. Zuckerberg has heard that. He doesn't want any of that to happen because he has billions and billions of dollars and he can get blackmailed for lots of it. Mm-hmm. Although, what's he doing in front of his laptop? Why is he so afraid?
I would think that he would have like a Minority Report level interface for Facebook.
Oh, totally.
Like something
he should be waving his hands in front of a big screen
and going,
I'm going to stop this crime.
No, he doesn't move his hands. He has Tom Cruise move his hands on the Minority Report version of Facebook.
He has Tom Cruise on retainer. That's how expensive.
Bingo.
Yeah.
You'd think Tom Cruise would wear a retainer. Probably only when he sleeps, though.
Oh, yeah. Had the big
one of the clear ones.
Yeah, the big tooth in the middle of his mouth. The other thing, so that's covering the camera. I can understand it. Covering your mic, Jack, with tape, what is that going to stop?
First of all, it is also the headphone jack. It's mic and headphone.
There's a microphone on the side of the MacBook.
Sure. But it's
so also, he covered the jack. He didn't cover the actual mic.
The mic is actually underneath the speaker, either on the right or the left. Whenever you're on a call and you wish your hand over one of the speakers while someone's talking and it goes, you know, like that.
Sure.
That's where the mic is.
So covering it with tape.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Nope.
Unless he wants to like completely, maybe he's training himself to use Bluetooth headphones.
Yeah. I'm not going to have all these ports one day, and I need to just get used to it. It's like not having a floppy drive. I got to get used to it. Got it.
And then the last thing that his email client is Thunderbird.
Nobody cares. That's what I'm going to say.
I was going to say good on him.
No.
It's an open source thing. Sure. I tried it like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Yes.
So, cool. All right. Moving on, Kyle.
Yes. Let's.
That was a long opening headline. Booze and books. Barnes & Noble to serve beer and wine. There were three of those. What are those called? Ampersands?
Yeah.
Three of those in that article title. That's amazing.
And
Barnes & Noble announced Thursday that it planned to open four new concept stores that this fiscal year that will have expanded food menus, and they will also serve beer and wine, woo-hoo, but no vodka.
Mm-mm.
Yeah! No vodka.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
The first store will open in Eastchester, New York in October. Three more are set to open in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Harold.
Okay. Folsom, California. That's close to me.
Is that?
Close. I mean, about an hour away.
Mm-hmm.
And one in London. No, Luton. Dang it, I thought that was London.
The N is upside down.
London.
London, Virginia.
Yeah!
Barnes & Noble stock rose 8% on Thursday and was even slightly up on Friday because of the news.
That's right.
Would you totally go to a Barnes & Noble, I shouldn't say check out a book, but pull a book from the shelf and then sit down with a beer?
My reading comprehension would probably plummet after two, maybe.
However, the idea, though, Kyle, so that's the idea for coffee at Barnes & Noble.
Sure.
Right?
Right.
You grab a book, you sit down with your coffee.
It's relaxing. You read. It's warm and cozy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, to put the beer and wine, or basically put alcohol into the mixture of this recipe.
Yeah.
What you're doing is you're only bringing people to the store. Now they go to the bar, they have a meetup, and then they go, you know what? Let's check out some books or whatever. And they're drunk.
Do Barnes & Nobles have music?
Yeah.
They have those, like, basically just CDs and CDs of things. Because I would enjoy that.
Okay, so you're saying
listening to music and having a beer. That sounds
so like a music bar.
Yeah, I guess. What's a music bar?
I don't know. I just made it up.
It's four counts, just kind of together. Yeah.
I am not a professional chef.
But I think that this is, in concept, this is a great idea because what you're doing is you're getting foot traffic. You're just drawing people into the store. I don't think that they've thought it completely through. I guess that's why these are concept stores. Mm-hmm. I think once you get the people in there and start to spend money on the alcohol, what's next? You're still a bookstore. You have to move the book product. You can't just sell the alcohol unless you're completely pivoting your business.
Yeah.
We are now Barnes & Noble is now the tap house or the beer, you know.
Why would you want to read a book though? It's like you mix two really depressing things, reading a book by yourself and drinking alone.
That's okay. There you go. That is the best pitch for the opposite of this then, Kyle.
If you want to be alone and enjoy the company of yourself, go to a Barnes & Noble and drink yourself under the table.
But why wouldn't... So I wouldn't want to go to a rowdy bar area. It's
Noble.
That's in a Barnes... get it. Bar.
It's Noble.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Why didn't they do that?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
I think that's a good... You just move on to the next one. I mean, we nailed that.
All right, fine. Moving on. Mm-hmm. Italy senators call for pizza maker qualification.
Pizza maker.
This is a quote. Under the proposals, aspiring pizzaioli. Mm-hmm. What?
It's a mayonnaise made of pizza.
Oh, gross. This would have to pass a theoretical and practical exam after undertaking practical training, food science and hygiene modules, and foreign language study at least half in English. Those who would have been making pizzas for at least 10 years or would have who manage a team of at least four people would be automatically recognized as master pizzaioli, according to La Repubblica.
That's fine.
I don't know what this is about. I think what they're saying is to be an Italian, like a certified Italian pizza maker.
That is correct.
You need, okay, you need all of this,
they want the
theoretical and practical exam.
That's right.
Okay.
They're basically all that stuff creating, that I laid out. This is pizza U.
Pizza U?
Yeah. Pizza.
Hey, you pizza U, huh?
Hey, pizza U. That's what this is. They want this is studying. We talked about Taco University. This is Pizza University. I assume that there will be some sort of state regulated way of paying these people then if they need to go through this rigorous process to become the master of their own pizza. So
right.
Hey, we are on the pizza beat, and this was hot news yesterday. Now it's cold, and I enjoy it way more.
I appreciate it because what it's doing is it's setting a standard, and it certainly makes Italy top tier if you want a certified pizza maker,
mm-hmm.
and you can say, hey, this guy's got 10 years of pizza making experience. He knows what he's talking about.
That's right.
He's been trained in the Italian pizza making ways. That's good,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That's something that culinary arts can use now. If it passes, all they're doing is they're calling for their, qualification.
Yeah. I mean, I am not a professional chef, so I will not comment.
Okay. All right. Moving on.
Second
and this is the last thing, Kyle. Jeff Goldblum and Bill Pullman are back in Independence Day Resurgence. This movie is terrible.
News from space.
Currently on Rotten Tomatoes, Kyle, Independence Day Resurgence is scoring a 34% as of right this instant.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That, I've heard it is very, very bad. Are you going to see it?
I will probably see it because it is totally, it's a blockbuster. It's a summer blockbuster.
Yep.
It's a movie theater movie. If I'm going to see it, I better see it in theaters with very loud sound, large picture, yeah. right?
Yep. Yep.
It's same with like any of the superhero movies. You got to see that in theaters to really appreciate the, I don't know, the gravity.
Well, you yourself are a sound man. You enjoy the soundscape as it was intended.
Oh, correct? Yeah. That's why I went to an expensive theater with Dolby Atmos 64 channel sound to go watch Star Wars Episode 7 for the third time.
So you would say that there were at most maybe 64 speakers in there?
All right,
at most, right. probably.
All right, Dolby should hire you, Kyle. Is that the new THX sound?
That's me blowing up that movie, and Kenny...
Wait, Kyle, no. No, not yet. I just want to tell you the critical consensus... Before we move on, here we go. Quote, it's undeniably visually impressive, but like its predecessor, Independence Day Resurgence lacks enough emotional heft to support its end of the world narrative stakes. In other words, it takes about a 25-minute plot line and extends it to about 2.5 hours. Time's up.
Time's up.
That's right, and we're moving Thanks. On. Kenny, too.
Did you like that I knew exactly what Jeff Goldblum was going to say?
You did. You knew exactly what
I,
was
I don't know why I knew that clip so well, but I know it.
It's when he's in the airplane, and they're... Man, that... See...
He's looking at his yeah. His Mac.
Laptop. No, it's a, is it a Mac?
It's a... Oh my gosh.
It's a Mac, probably Mac.
The ThinkPad. No, not ThinkPad. What are the old MacBooks called? Old MacBook.
Yeah, old MacBook.
Look that up.
Old PowerBook.
PowerBook. It was. Cuz he was running Mac OS.
No, you can't tell. That for these movies they create some fake operating system.
Did you know
that doesn't
that
actually
there's a theory,
exist?
Kyle,
That's so frustrating.
So for the most frustrating part of that movie,
yeah.
where he's able to put the virus mm-hmm. inside the alien mothership so easily, mm-hmm. he's able to hack into the system.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The reason that happened, there's a theory that says modern computing was actually based on the alien technology that they found years before. And so all of human, at that point in 1996 or whatever, so up to that point, human... technological advancements had been based on the alien technology, including the OS that Jeff Goldblum was using. And so because it was based on the alien technology, it was able to... Okay, fine. Continue with the ad read.
Hey, Kenny.
I'll be right back.
Today's episode of Morning Show is hosted and delivered to you thanks to our friends over at FeedPress. You've heard much of things about FeedPress. I don't know what that means. But of course... If you don't know, FeedPress is RSS feed analytics and, as well, podcast file hosting. They've got all that wrapped into a simple, intuitive, and unified dashboard. FeedPress features powerful subscriber and podcast download tracking, so you can see like numbers and subscriber numbers and download numbers for each episode, integrated newsletters to send that out to an email list, automated publishing to popular social networks, including the likes of Twitter and Facebook, your favorites, and a slick drag and drop podcast hosting interface. Wrap all that up with a, you know, nice bow on top. That's everything you need to create a podcast that is optimized specifically for iTunes, which is really how you should be distributing your podcast at this point. That's where folks listen, I assume. Now, what you get is 400 megabytes of flexible file storage that rolls over monthly, so you could easily upload about 4-hour-long episodes per month. You can probably get that up into the 128 kilobit area. Make it sound nice, you know, stereo, great quality, music, voices, everything. And of course, upgrading storage is easy and affordable, starting at a flat rate of just $20 for 1 gigabiggle. Go to feed.press/morningshow today. Sign up. Try it. 14 days. No contracts, commitments, credit cards, any of that. feed.press/morningshow. Be sure, if you do end up going over there, use the promo code MORNINGSHOW to get 10% off your first year. It also shows your support for us here and the continuing support of FeedPress. A huge thanks to them for their support of this show and the whole good stuff broadcasting network. Got some facts for you.
It smells like farts in here. Oh my gosh, what did I eat?
I've no idea. What did you eat yesterday? Tell me what you ate.
Oh, the last thing I ate was, oh geez, what was for dinner? I can't even remember.
I had Japanese tapas.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, super good, tasty, lovely. Fried chicken.
That's what I had. I had baked Parmesan chicken.
Hold on, I can't remember what I ate. Hold on.
Oh, gross.
Fried chicken.
What's seeping out of my pores at the moment?
Coffee. Actually, coffee right now.
Yeah, that's about right.
I don't know how to move on from that one, but Kenny, I'm going to tell you a fact. How about that? Good. That's what this music is designating. Clifford the Big Red Dog. You were familiar, yes?
Yeah.
Well, he was originally named Tiny.
That's hilarious.
Tiny the Big Red Dog.
Hey, has there been a Clifford movie? I feel like there has, right?
Yeah. You mean like they three-dimensionally recreated him?
Yeah.
Like that? No, I don't think so.
Really?
I feel like that does need to happen, though.
Wait, Clifford? No, this is 1994 with Martin Short.
Oh, no.
Wait, Clifford?
What?
Oh, here we go. Clifford the Big Red Dog movie.
Maybe Godzilla?
Only cartoons. Clifford's really big movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have not had... Wow, that's surprising. Right. You'd think that they would have turned this into like a live action.
Yeah. Let's pitch it.
I mean, they've got BFG.
The big friendly dog.
They've got Pete's Dragon that they're remaking from a cartoon. Yeah, I guess the dragon was a cartoon in that... I'm not happy about that.
I'm not either. I hate this.
Sorry. Moving on,
Kenny, to some carrots. Originally, carrots were purple. Did you know that?
No, but it sounds okay.
Yeah. Yellow.
I mean, purple and orange are like the two words that you can't rhyme. So if they're not orange, they're purple.
Nurple.
No, nurple is not a word.
Nurple is totally a word.
Nurple's not a word.
Nurple. This is going to end up in my search results forever. Purple Nurple.
Hold on, wait. That's slang. I just spotlighted Nurple.
Yeah.
And it took me to the network utility. Why did it do that?
make sure you're on the right network.
This is funny. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Because I opened the network utility, I noticed that on my list of
Please don't turn it off.
That there's someone around me.
Yeah.
Their network is called Tell My Wi-Fi Love Her.
Oh.
Wi-Fi.
That's a good one.
No.
Wow. That's a good one.
I didn't know that I moved in next to you.
So yellow and white carrots, Kenny, appeared actually in the wild. So over time, 17th century Dutch carrot growers, which I would love to be one, managed to cultivate these yellow and white ones and basically found orange along the way. And that's where we got our orange carrots today.
I'm cool with purple.
Thanks to the 17th century Dutch purple nurples.
I'm cool with yellow. I don't know about white. A white like carrot does not sound okay, right? Come
on, like a parsnip. You like a good parsnip.
So there's such a thing as carotene, right?
Yes.
That turns.
I don't think the molecule itself is orange.
No, it actually turns you yellow.
Okay.
If you have too much of it. So yellow carrots make sense. It's called
jaundice, but okay.
What I'm saying is that white carrots, does not have carotene in it?
I just don't carotene much about this conversation.
Okay, all right, fine.
So that's where we're going to move on. Kenny, in 2012, German free diver Thomas Saitas held his... Garko, oh, we haven't heard from you in forever. How do you say this name?
Tom Saitas.
Saitas. Thomas Saitas. Sorry, I can't come into work today. I got Thomas Saitas.
Where is he?
He's inside us. He's inside us all.
Oh, Kyle.
Tom Saitas held his breath underwater for 22 minutes and 22 seconds, besting Dane Stig Severstan's previous Guinness record of 22 seconds. Oh, by 22 seconds. I was going to say.
The guy had the record.
Yeah.
The Dane.
Nice, Stig nice round
Severinsen.
Number. Mm-hmm.
Had it for 22 minutes.
Yep.
On the dot. Yep. And then this guy went, I can do it for 22 seconds.
That's right.
More.
It's pretty good.
And then he held his breath after he said those words.
Right. That's what caused him.
And then he opened his mouth to take in a breath and he went, 22 seconds more.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, wait. No.
22 minutes. Gasp.
There we go.
22 minutes, Kyle. Hold on.
Yeah.
That's insanity.
That's like as long as we've been doing the show right now. So that's
no.
Yeah.
That's how long we did the intro for.
True.
Imagine holding your breath for that long.
You know what? He probably listened to this show back in time.
On bated breath.
Gasp.
I don't like it. But that's not the record of the day. I do have to say. Not the record of the day.
Wow. Something's going to beat that, huh?
That's right. I've got one more for you.
I think we might have to change this to record of the week.
It's going to have to be. Yeah, you're right.
And then we'll have a record of the month?
I don't like that. Hey, in snowy places around the globe, there's something called watermelon snow. Before I say anything else, would you eat it?
No.
Watermelon, so you would not?
No.
That's what I would say.
Okay. All right. Then don't. Because watermelon snow, Kenny, forms as the summer sun heats up and melts winter's leftovers like cold pizza. The colorful snow is made up of communities of algae that thrive in freezing temperatures and liquid water, resulting in algal blooms. That's right. Thank you, Kenny. So that red color, it basically looks like the snow is bleeding as it's melting. It's frightening, but it looks like watermelon, kinda. Seeds and everything.
Okay.
It's a fact.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess it happens in places where it snows, but it also heats up really fast in the spring or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess the end of spring.
Right. Global warming.
Yeah. Algal warming.
Algal warming.
It's hard to say algal and not go algal warming.
That's correct. Very difficult.
Okay.
Too used to it. So those are your facts of the day, Kenny. I'm going to move us on then to a national day. Now, as previously mentioned, it is a Saturday. We did miss National Selfie Day. Did you do anything for Selfie Day?
No, Kyle. I have the Snapchat app on my phone, and people send me snaps all the time.
Okay.
And I look at them and go, huh, that's funny. I never send anything back. I never initiate the Snapchat unless it's really funny, like something that I'm seeing. And I go, oh, check that out. It's like a squirrel eating a hamburger. But I think I snap like once a week. People don't see anything on my story. And I totally just, I knew it was National Selfie Day the whole day. And I don't think I took a selfie at all.
Okay.
I was actively avoiding it. I think I just completely disregarded it.
But selfies of others then.
That's not how that works.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. Then we don't care about it. I don't care for sure. Speaking of national days, though, Kenny, today's national day is happy. Blah, 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 blah. National Catfish Day.
Catfish.
Catfish, as in Slytherin, like in the water catfish, like that kind.
Slytherin? Mm-hmm. Like Snape?
Nope. Kenny, okay. In the United States, this national observance celebrates the value of farm-raised catfish.
Kyle, why are they called catfish?
So why are they called catfish? a diverse group of ray-finned fish, catfish are named for the prominent barbels, which resemble cat whiskers.
That's the only reason.
Barbel.
They don't purr, they don't meow, they don't come up right to your leg and go, pet me.
Barbells.
I think the barbells are the things that you lift when you're exercising, right?
Listen, I'm a catfish. Let's go lifting.
No, it's more like this.
Come on.
Come on.
I'm a catfish. Let's go. Let's lift. Come on. Don't skip lifting.
All right. Now that I've lost my voice.
Yeah. But farmed catfish, farm-raised catfish, that's why this day exists. Do you like catfish as in the consuming, not petting way?
I don't think I've ever had catfish.
What?
I feel like I'd always have hair in the catfish.
Oh, no, no, so no, 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 no.
There's fur in my catfish. I don't want it anymore.
You probably have catfish. Did you do, well, no, that wouldn't be over in the UK. Do they have catfish in the UK? Hey, Garko. Are there catfish in the UK? Let's find out. Catfish found. What's their natural? No, no. 14-year-old boy reels in huge catfish weighing more than him.
Whoa.
In the UK.
I guess they're huge.
Yeah. But I guess we're thinking of farm-raised catfish, which would not be in the wild.
And also not huge.
8-stone catfish. What? Okay, I'm copying this.
That's a child.
Yeah, copy.
That's a child.
The image address and putting it into our chat. There.
Okay, hold on. There's actually a movie called Catfish in 2010. It's a thriller / indie film.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I know. It's got 80% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Would you please look at the image of the catfish and the boy?
I'm loading it up.
The boy and the catfish. Are you the boy and I'm the catfish? Probably. Yeah. Yeah. Probably.
Laying down together in this photo?
Yeah.
Look at those barbells.
I can't see them.
They're on the front of the face. It looks, the fish looks like a fat eel.
It does.
That's what it looks like.
It really does. You're right.
And the kid looks way too smug.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Do you think the fish is dead?
No, I think the fish is posing with him like, oh, you caught me. Sir, hey, let's take a good photo together.
Sir, do you,
sir, do you have any catfish?
No.
Sir, do you have a family of ferrets in your house? No, they're all dead. Okay, good. Just move along.
There you go.
That was unnecessary.
You're right. It totally was. Here are some catfish facts, Kenny.
Oh, perfect.
Catfish are nocturnal.
Like other cats.
Yes. However, I do not think their eyes function the same way. Potentially, they do.
Okay.
Now I have the thinky face. Catfish are a good source of vitamin D.
Now, how does that work?
Because they're nocturnal and they absorb it during the day.
Are they?
That's not true. That's not fact based. But
I was going to say, wait, that's the opposite.
Yeah.
Unless they sleep towards the surface of the water and they just take in all that sun.
It's really
easy. And then at night they go to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah. They're on a farm. So.
Oh, that's right. They're on a farm. There's no ocean farm.
Nope. In the United States, the most commonly eaten species are the channel catfish and the blue catfish.
I don't think I want blue.
I do. Dabba-dee-dabba-die.
Ah.
In 1986, catfish comprised the third largest volume of finned fish consumed in the United States.
Really?
Yes. So I myself
That's also 30 years ago.
I could have been a third catfish, potentially. Being born in
19... That's not how that works. That fact has nothing to do with
that. Are you sure? I'm pretty sure that's how it works. My body is a third catfish.
Kyle, if I am... I'm a little over 200 pounds. And I
eat... Wow, we're getting serious here. What's...
I eat a pound, like a hamburger that's a pound. Okay. Does that make me 0.5% hamburger?
No.
Is this a burrito or a dog?
If I eat 2 1-pound hamburgers, am I 1% hamburger? I guess I would be more than 200 pounds at that point. I would be gaining lots of weight all of a sudden.
Why? Okay. I mean,
I know it was a random question off the wall, but that's what I like.
Off the wall. The questions are on the wall here. National Catfish Day, Kenny, was designated as June 25th, 1987, by former President Ronald Reagan, who issued the presidential proclamation after the United States Congress called for a day to be established in the House Joint Resolution 178.
Wow. So this was a
This is a for realsies national day.
This isn't some fun thing that we found on the internet. This
No.
is legit in the U.S. Congress library.
100%.
Wow.
For real.
This state is serious.
Catfish really is serious. I like a good fried catfish.
Okay.
Cornmeal. It's really good.
I had fish and chips in the UK.
How was that?
So good.
Really? Did you go to
America's pub? Doing it so wrong.
Really?
They chop up the fish and then they put it in tiny little portions here in the U.S.
Did you get
in
a
the
whole
UK? Did they it was like half a fish, and they're just like, let's throw in the fire.
Fish.
What?
It doesn't matter. I was assuming that they would just take the fish while it's still alive, kind of like a lobster, and then dunk it into hot oil. I'm a fish. No. Blah, 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 blah.
That's what fish sound like to you? They're just babbling idiots. A favorite dish to many Americans, this fine finned fish can be prepared many different ways. And like Kyle said, he wants to put cornmeal on it and fry it.
Yes, please.
I just wanted to read that last little tidbit.
That is fine with me. That allows us, Kenny, to move on to a fun, very long segment of Up Vote, Down Vote. Here we go. With that, we read popular and trending stories and decide whether or not they should be upvoted or downvoted. You yourself, as a listener, can contribute your own links and stories over at upvote.morningshow.am. You're looking right at me. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Boston Dynamics. Did you watch the video of the brand new shiny quadruped Boston Dynamics robot?
The giraffe looking one.
The gifts were aplenty over the week because of this.
That it could wash your dishes for you.
It'll wash your dishes. It's got a head now. Yep. Yeah, it'll also slip on banana peels.
All right, the start of this video is terrifying.
True. Walking out of the... It's like they...
All of them walking out.
They went to someone's house and just took it over. Like, hey, I'm right here.
So Boston... Toyota bought them, right?
Toyota? I have no idea, but I do
Toyota
know...
bought Boston Dynamics.
Okay, sure. That's fine.
Or at least they were up for sale and Toyota showed some interest. I guess that means Boston Dynamics is still... They're still... making stuff. They're still making creepy robot animals.
Yep.
Oh, there's two guys at a dinner table.
It doesn't seem like they're making much progress, in my opinion. And it makes it seem like a robot dog in your house is just not something that I would want. Maybe a robo cat, kinda. Maybe robo catfish. That'd be a lot better.
Actually, you know what? I think they are. They're getting better. So this one is. This is a smaller robot than. They've made before, looks like. Mm-hmm. More precise movements, super awesome balance, and smaller components, at least. That's pretty cool. That means they're doing something right, right?
Yes. There is a spot in the video at the very end that kind of it puts these muscle-looking things on the outside of it, so it looks more like the robots that you would see in a cinematic movie. And it makes it seem not so crazy.
This is something that they need to... I mean, they got the Curiosity rover on Mars, right?
Sure.
They need to put one of these on Mars.
I agree.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But it would jump like a gazelle because of the lower gravity.
Yes!
Into the stratosphere!
No.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. There's another one. I am at the end of the video here. Mm-hmm. That one's like, this is like the Tesla version.
Yeah, see, it's got like white
and they only show about 5 seconds of it.
Yeah, they're teaser. It's a teaser trailer.
It does totally look like a consumer version.
Yep,
bingo. Like they had the skeleton version in the beginning, and then they're like, wait a second, we're teasing, we're gonna sell this thing.
Yeah, it'd be like if your dog in the house just turned into a skeleton and walked around. It's just not. You can't
put clothes on this one.
I need my robo pet to have fur on it. Just saying.
All right.
Upvote or downvote, Kenny?
Upvote, because I think they should keep. It looks like they're progressing. It looks like they're progressing. Let's keep getting people to make them robots.
Perfect.
That's right.
Converse All Stars with the built-in wah wah pedal.
I saw this.
Wah wah.
Wah
wah wah wah. Okay, wah. Let's pull this one down and briefly load up the video here for our listeners.
Hi, this is Jay Maskus from the band Dinosaur Jr., and I'm in Trick Studios.
Okay, so he's plugging in his guitar. Now he pulled out a Converse with a quarter inch jack, and he just plugged in his shoe to the pedal board.
Tone control. You operate with your
just I'm just gonna go back to sleep if you don't mind. Okay.
Down makes it treblier and up makes it bassier.
So, whatever they put the...
Getting used to
it. I don't think it's a sensor. I think it's like a... I guess it's a sensor.
It's definitely its own thing.
It's just... It's probably an accelerometer inside the shoe where they cut out a little spot in the bottom. You can't move around stage.
Right.
With that. That's for sure.
You're totally stationary.
Hmm. What do you think?
I'm going to downvote this one.
Aww.
Because why would you put it in Converse?
Because it's that is...
It's such a flimsy shoe.
Small sole. Really thin soles. So...
Terrible shoes, by the way. If you need any kind of support in your shoes, don't get Converse. Oh, Kyle just sneezed.
What?
Oh, my gosh. If they had made a wireless version... That attach like connects to a pedal, right? So you can activate it. Bless you. So you can activate the shoe's effects with a pedal push. That's what they should have made, right?
Like you can stomp through effects in VR.
No, what I'm saying is that
was. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Oh, yeah. You're not saying anything.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
But I think that they should put the effects should be wireless.
So what you're
downvote.
So what you're saying is you want them to.
You kick it.
Right. You would be kicking, Kyle.
Okay, good. All right, downvote. Kenny, yeah. I will downvote as well. I just don't. I like bigger pedal boards or bigger shoes, maybe. Maybe that's what we need.
Ah, yeah, there you go.
KFC's got a new meal box with a built-in battery to charge mobile devices.
Oh, my gosh.
This was actually put into the Slack chat room, the stuffy Slack chat room, which you can join in on patreon.com/morningshow.
All right.
Would you charge your device with fried chicken?
No way. No way would I plug my phone into this box. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows what greasy virus I'm going to get?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got the KFC virus. What'd you get?
I got the chicken bug.
Oh,
swag.
Gross. How many herbs and spices go into your phone when you plug it into that box?
Right.
11. You turn it up to 11.
Although I can only imagine that as soon as you plug it in and it's like, your phone's charging. Add. Takes you to like all these websites. Buy more KFC. That's all I can imagine.
This is probably how they broke into the iPhone with the passcode thing, right? They just plugged it into a KFC box.
This is an FBI internal.
Yes. This is KFC, KFCBI.
No.
Okay. So up.
KFBIC.
Okay. Fried Kentucky. Confuro of fried.
Oh my gosh. It's like we're drunk.
Ooh.
Anyway, downvote for me.
Okay, downvote for you.
I would love it.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. An upright bear. Walking returns to New Jersey. What do you think? Watch the video.
I did watch this video.
At first, it
totally looks like CG. Totally looks like a guy in a bear suit.
I thought it was a guy in a bear suit. However, it's real.
It's totally real.
It looks like someone just walking in a bear suit at first, and then it comes into the light. It comes closer. It walks on four legs.
Right. But, I mean, he's, like, navigating the terrain with 2 feet. And I'm not sure if...
What's up, dude? Oh, my gosh.
It is kind of stunning to watch this video. We'll put, of course we'll have the link in the show notes so you guys can watch it. But, so the bear's in the sunlight. He stops. Between two houses.
The show notes.
Where are the show notes, Kyle? You can find the show notes at morningshow.am or you can go to goodstuff.fm/morningshow and you'll find them there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ah!
And they're also attached to your podcast episode. So
that is true as well.
However you want them.
You slide up or over or whatever.
This is a rather long, almost 4-minute video of this guy just checking out this bear. And... I think that the bear walking upright is a symptom. It looks like his right arm is shorter than his left arm.
Ah.
And I think it's a symptom of him not being able to walk on all fours, technically.
Ah, or it hurts. Like, my arm. Oh, my arm hurts a little bit.
Right. It may have been a learned trait. That because of an injury or because of a bear mutation or something.
OMG. Totally agree.
The fact that the bear, though, is just like hanging out in this neighborhood and like he's not bothering anything. He's not tearing anything apart. He's just hanging out, walking around. That's the most surprising thing.
Yeah. Yep.
Because that's something completely foreign to this side of the country. If you see a bear, you're going to get eaten. That's basically it.
We do not live in bear country.
Right.
Except that ride that they shut down in Disneyland. Country bears.
Country bear jamboree.
Boom! Go ahead, Kyle.
Play the list. Play the soundbite.
What soundbite?
Let's get on with the show or whatever it is.
I do have that one, except it's going to take me a second because I've minimized. Where is the... Hold on. Holding my coffee with one hand. And
I'm voting this book, by the way.
Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Thank you, Country Bear. We appreciate it.
All right, I'll vote from me.
Up. Vote from you. Thank you, Kenny. Thank you so much. In the bathroom.
All right, moving on.
Rethink the burger, Kenny. This is called the burger cone.
I'm looking at it right now.
Hashtag fork, yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you saw me shake my head at this picture. So the picture is, it's like an ice cream cone with hamburger meat sticking out of it.
The cone itself has sesame seeds on it, and it looks like they just hollowed out
a croissant.
That's right. People are saying this is frightening.
People are afraid.
But is there cheese?
My only concern is that it's too small.
But they're like sliders. I mean, they're...
I don't want... No, that's not what I want. I want
You want a cone, like a...
I want the
road cone. Caltrans.
The size of a hamburger.
Yeah.
Caltrans. Make that into cone. The cone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't skimp. Give me as much hamburger as I would get on a regular hamburger, and then make it a cone.
It's like a pound. You want to gain a pound. Is that... You want to become...
That's right. I want a pound cone.
You want to...
Hashtag cone.
Pound cone. Pine cone. I want a pine cone full of hamburger meat.
No, Kyle.
Yum. And then the bear would eat it.
Pine cones aren't even cones. Why are they this called pine cones?
I'm going to copy this and put it into the chat room right now as we're speaking over into the stuffy Slack.
Boom. So the upvote or downvote from me would be... Like I said, if that size, downvote. If it can get a larger size of cone, mm-hmm. upvote. Mm. Right?
Okay. What about
cheese?
Needs the cheese. Totally needs cheese
on the inside. Mm. What if it was lined with cheese, like
the inside of the cone,
like a drumstick, where the bottom of it ends up chocolate? Being as tiny. No, it's like the chocolate, but it's a tiny cone of cheese at the bottom, like the lovely, lovely surprise that you get.
Well, the reason that the bottom of the drumstick is all chocolate is because the cone is lined with chocolate.
That's what
I'm
talking about. So line it with cheese.
There we go. That's a perfect, Kyle. That is a perfect idea.
Gimme.
Okay. I'll vote for that.
Speaking of cheese, Kenny, Cheetos is giving away a $250,000 weird shaped Cheeto.
This isn't in any way related to the Burger King story, right?
No. You're right. So this $250,000 weird shaped Cheeto doesn't really matter in the context of what was announced this week, which is the Mac and Cheetos from Burger King. It is a deep fried macaroni and cheese ball rolled in Cheeto dust, basically.
Okay, now some people are calling it like scary and the end of America.
Okay, I think
it's gonna be amazing. I've had fried mac and cheese sticks.
Sure, yeah.
Like mozzarella sticks, but right. Mac and cheese in them. I think they taste amazing.
Did you have those at a Cheesecake Factory?
No, I had them at a tap house.
Tap house.
A brewery.
I understand.
Okay.
This is reminiscent, food. For me, this is reminiscent of those Doritos things that they had at 7-Eleven for a while.
Doritos things?
They were like stuffed Doritos.
Stuffed Doritos?
Yeah, hold on. Let me do a Google search.
Like stuffed nachos?
Yeah, stuffed Doritos 7-Eleven. Oh, they have them at Walmart too. That's not surprising. Gosh.
As a recipe. Oh, what?
They're called...
This looks amazing!
They're called Loaded Doritos. And, how do I...
Enter your zip. Yes, please. Search.
Why do they need to know where you live?
They need to know... Oh, this doesn't exist anymore.
No, it does not exist anymore. However, it was a product that was sold at 7-Eleven stores.
Well, Doritos.7-Eleven.com still works, so...
Take that with what you will.
It just means that I will long for these Dorito products.
Mountain Dew Solar Flare.
Gross.
Hey,
try it today. So what do you think? Both of these things, the strange shaped Cheetos and the potential of you trying the brand new Mac and Cheetos.
We'll have to do the Mac and Cheetos for a test of Food Friday.
I don't think they're available in our area yet. I really don't.
Jeez. Okay, well, when they become available,
sure.
I need to totally try them.
All right.
Totally. However, this charging lots and lots of money for weird shaped Cheetos, downvote for that.
Yeah.
I can find those myself. Because what they're doing is they're like, look, this one looks like the Statue of Liberty. This one looks like a giraffe. No thanks.
It's like clouds.
No thanks, buddy.
You know, it's all in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah. Would you spend
money?
Would you spend
clouds?
$250,000 for a cloud?
Yeah, I would. Oh, okay. Actually,
it's just going to disappear on you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty dense. And I do have lofty goals, but eventually,
I'm going to hang up.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on, Kyle.
When you're testing out a keyboard at Best Buy, what do you type? Now, this is more of a question. This was an article over on The Verge / Circuit Breaker. I figured maybe that this would be something interesting for us to cover real briefly. Because I have something that I type, but I'm curious to know what you type when you go over to the keyboard section.
Usually what I type is, this is a test of the keyboard. Like I lay out exactly what I'm doing.
You like a sentence.
Yes. I don't type any personal information like some people on here. Hello, my name is Paul. Come on.
I type my full name.
You type your full name
and
see how easy it is.
Yeah. And on the 10 key, I'll put my social security number.
I'll actually copy it to the clipboard.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I'll create a new document on the desktop and then just start typing out all my personal information. Home address. It's fine.
No, I usually type, this is a test, or I'm testing the keyboard. Look at me go, or something like that. Really, really self-awareness is what I go for.
Like stream of consciousness almost.
Yes. Mm. Because I want to see what it's like to just pick up the keyboard. I'm not testing my most commonly typed things to see how easy that is. No. I need to just acclimate myself to the keyboard as quickly as possible.
Right. That makes sense.
So people on here, I guess people at The Verge. Hello, my name is James Vincent. Nice to meet you. Come on, dude. The sky outside the port was the color of television. That one's weird. This one's good. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. That's a good one because it has all the letters.
Right.
Which means you have to type each and every one. This one, I am testing this keyboard. That's what I do. Yo, what up, laptop? That's what somebody writes. Great. Interesting. What do you type?
I type my name. I wasn't kidding.
Oh, you were. Oh, great.
All I type. Just my name over and over and over and over and over.
So was this article mainly just to get you thinking about what do you type?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So let's put this out there. If you're listening right now, tweet at us at Morning Show AM.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know what you type on a brand new keyboard in Best Buy or an Apple store or whatever you do. What have you. And let us know. And don't say, this is what I type on a keyboard, and then quote it or whatever.
Just type it.
Just at Morning Show AM and then type whatever you type.
Ow, 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 ow.
And then we'll pick our favorite.
Perfect.
And then that's it.
I'm just going to retweet them all. That's probably what I'll do.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll retweet you.
Mm-hmm.
Garko?
Mm-hmm.
Last one.
LED lights are bad for your milk.
Oh.
How so, Kyle?
In conducting their study, Kenny, the Cornell team.
Hmm?
Study.
That's what I said.
Study.
That's what I said. Study. The Cornell team asked consumers to rate the taste of skim and 2% milk. Which do you prefer?
Oh, I don't do skim. It sounds gross, doesn't it?
No.
Like I skim the top of the milk.
Just the top.
I just take the milk, skin of milk the skin.
Milk skin. milk. Milk skin.
Ugh.
Yeah!
Milk like pudding skin. Skins. What the heck is that?
Milk skin.
Throw up.
So they were rating the taste of milk skin and 2% milk that had been exposed to different amounts of LED light. And at the most extreme end, milk that was kept away from all light for 14 days was on one side. And then milk that was exposed to real world LED store lights for 4 hours was on the other side for 14 days, I guess. So displeased were consumers by the LED exposed milk. They just thought that it just did not taste as good.
That's interesting. So now, they preferred the on the brink of going bad milk every time.
Yes. More so than LED milk.
That's super weird. How close was the LED?
Probably very close. Cool. probably very close. Like in a refrigerator?
Why are you pressing the sounds?
I'm just clicking everywhere. I've had way too much coffee. Things are flying right now. So there's a whole article, Kenny, over in the show notes that you can look at if you'd like to.
I do kind of want to try this, though.
Just to read a little bit more about how LEDs could potentially affect your milk.
I would upvote this just because I want to be a part of the study. I want to test it. Although I kind of want to prove it wrong. You know, I want to be the one guy who's like, wait a second, this LED milk tastes really good. You guys are crazy.
So that's interesting to me.
That would be my official statement.
Yes, it was. published by Kenny et al. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Kenny, let's move on then to a record of the day. I don't have any milk, so that means that we get to talk about a record. Perfect. Each day, we scour the internet looking, well, I guess it wouldn't be day, it would be week, looking for people willing to take on world records.
We find records and we tell you about them.
That's right.
We'll mention one record today, and then on Friday, we'll vote on which one we like the best, okay?
You really shouldn't read this verbatim.
That's fine. I didn't think about it before we started the show. It's cool. Hey, Kenny, today's record.
Today's record is the hottest contained environment.
Hottest contained environment?
Like, yeah, so we had record heat here in California over the last week or so. I think it was last weekend. It was crazy hot down here. Lots and lots and lots of people running their air conditioners. But this record comes into us, Kenny, from North Arlington, New Jersey, on May 28th, 2016, by Ryan Duffy. Now, Ryan, he made a self-contained environment and then measured, I guess, out of what's he have here? Like a plastic container?
It looks like Tupperware.
And measured the heat of 145 degrees Fahrenheit inside the box.
Okay. So he's not in the box. He's not surviving 145 degree weather.
No, let's see what's happening here, because
it's like an ant farm.
Here. I'm back yet again for another world record here. My name is Ryan Duffy. I currently hold the world record for the hottest contained environment at 138 degrees, set back not too long ago, a few days ago from now. But today, I'm happy to announce.
Is he in the future?
Yes.
Okay.
We broke it yet
again. This is a really, really good video.
We are, as of now.
Like, good quality, I should say.
145 degrees, as you can see, 145 with 35% humidity. That makes the real feel about close to 270 degrees Celsius. Right there, that's about 62 degrees Celsius.
What's funny about this photo here, where it says, hey, it's 145 outside, potentially in the next 4 hours it's going to get up to 149. Then over 12 hours you'll get down to about 142. The low today will be 141.
All right, so just to explain this to the listeners, Kyle.
Sure.
The box contains, looks like sand, some dirts.
Is he opening it up? Is that what's happening here? Here, let me go farther in the video.
I'll come back over here for you.
Okay.
The box one more time for you.
I don't think he's going to open it.
As you can see, all by the sun, there's no heaters involved.
Okay, Ryan, what's in the box?
What's in the box?
Please.
There's some stones, some grass,
I guess what he did was, it looks like the surface of Mars with grass.
Right.
He just closed a box for a couple days and left it in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
This is like something I did in third grade.
This is something I did. Break. This is something I did accidentally in my car. Yeah. with an old lunchbox.
I think he doesn't own the record. I think everybody who owns a car with a black interior owns the record.
Yes. With like I brought some leftover pasta salad and then I accidentally left it in my car. And
funny story. Funny story. I had cold pizza the other day. I had cold pizza the other day and I brought some to work and I put it in some foil and I brought four slices. So I ate two slices on my way to work and I kept two slices in the foil in my car for the way home so that I could have some on my way on my drive. Long drive, about an hour and a half. When I got back in my car, which had been sitting in the sun all day, the pizza was nice and toasty.
What? Was the cheese melty?
Kidding. No, not melting.
Okay.
It was like,
So what you're saying is all
the
bacteria.
It was like you reheated the pizza. Taste like you reheated the pizza.
Yes, but over a long period of time.
Correct.
Thus resulting in just algal blooms of lots of bacteria.
I'm sure I'm just brewing all sorts of pizza sickness inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
But it tasted pretty good. So, anyway, I don't think this guy owns the record. Downvote this record of the day, week?
I don't think that's how it works.
I just think that this guy thinks he's the coolest. Like, he thinks he's got... This can't be it. This can't be like a record that only exists in plastic Tupperware with some rocks.
Sure. Yeah. Well, this was recent. So I feel like listeners of this show could have topped this heat because this is in New Jersey. Please.
Yeah.
Go out to Death Valley where it was 130 outside and throw whatever, throw your lunch pail into the desert and see what happens and measure the temperature. Now, on a related note, this is something you could also do in the heat of the moment, if you will. The fastest time to stop an electric fan using your tongue. You want to watch the video? Let's watch the video. Let's see what happens, huh?
It's a failed attempt.
No, there's only one person that's ever done this. Here we go.
Any sound?
And I've been fortunate enough to perform in over 20 countries.
I have several wild.
And I have a lot of fans. In fact, one of my biggest fans is here today.
Oh, Kyle, he's a punter like you.
Now, Mom always told me, don't stick your finger in the fan.
This sounds like an industrial fan.
It's a metal fan. Moving blades of a metal fan. He put a pencil into the fan.
And it sharpened it.
And it broke it. He didn't sharpen it. That would be funny. Here we go.
And for good reason. But Mom never said not to do this.
I'm watching Kyle watch the video. It's awesome. Smiles.
He still has a face. Oh, okay.
Kyle's visceral reaction was almost to vomit on his computer.
Oh my gosh, it looked like he was going to cut off his face.
Wow.
I do not want any of that. So there you go, Kenny. Those are your records of the week. Why not? Let's just include this guy because Brad Byers.
Oh, man.
You must be commended. Oh. No one has even attempted to break this record since 2011.
No one survived.
That's true. That is very true. But there's no attempts. I guess they didn't survive to upload the video.
Oh.
Potentially.
Right.
It's metal, though. Oh, bad. Oh, no, I don't like this, Kenny. Let's move on. Let's get this back here. Kenny, let's move on to our daily segment.
Hi, welcome back. Certainly glad you could join me today.
Jackal! It's a jackal! It looks like a jackal! 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 It's a jackal! Jackal!
All right, we're going to play Audio Pictionary, Kyle. Are you ready to play some Audio Pictionary? Here's how it works.
Bing, 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 bing.
Here's how it works, Kyle. I'm going to describe to you a fairly well-known piece of art or piece of digital media. And what you're going to do is you're going to draw it based on my very vague clues. You have no idea what it is. You have no idea what it will end up being.
Mm-hmm.
But what we will do is we will laugh at your results. And then we will also ask our audience, our listeners, to join in. So if you'd like to follow along with my clues and draw your own Audio Pictionary drawing, do so. And then send us your results at Morning Show AM. Or you can also, I guess you can email it to us at kyle@goodstuff.fm.
Bingo.
And we will show it off if you want. If you want to just send it to us and say, no, don't show anybody. Maybe keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
But we'll getting these in, and it's a lot of fun.
We'll just use them as blackmail. So right. Cover up your cameras.
Right. Cool. Or cover up your paper. I don't know.
That's right.
Kyle's gonna draw in traditional media. He's going to use, what, a pen and paper?
This is Sir Marks-A-Lot.
Sir Marks-A-Lot. Wow. Okay, so he's using a giant permanent marker.
Yep.
Perfect. Are you ready to go, Kyle?
I'm ready.
Perfect. Okay, so to start off, the picture is in portrait. Not landscape, but portrait. Oh, good. He's gonna move his camera so I can... Nope, still can't see it. It's okay. It's okay, Kyle. No, stop moving your camera. Oh, you're making me sick. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Ah! All right, portrait mode. Here we go.
Got it.
All right, on the right side... almost taking up the entire right side of the drawing or of the picture is a big athlete. He's wearing, athlete. So he's got strong arms and strong legs because he's an athlete. And he also has a big smile on his face. So he's taking up a decent portion of the right side of this whole thing. So let me know when you got that going.
Okay.
All right. He's holding a big disc that he's holding out that covers, the bottom portion of the drawing. It's a disc. So he's holding it. Kind of like it's like an inner tube almost looking thing. And there's going to be stuff inside the inner tube, so just get ready to draw stuff there.
Oh, boy. How big is this?
It's huge.
Oh, man. I drew it small.
That's okay. You can extend the inner tube to include some things.
All right.
So inside of the inner tube, there are 6 animals. I will tell you what kind of animals they are. There's a duck.
Okay.
There's a cat. Okay, I'll let you draw them each. Let me know when you're done with the cat.
I haven't even drawn the duck. Okay,
well, draw the duck and let me know when you're done with the duck.
Okay, oh my gosh, that's a duck, I guess. Okay. And there's a cat, you said?
A cat, that's right, and the cat.
Is it a cat or a catfish?
It's a cat. There's no barbells.
Got it.
Okay, there's a pig.
Oh boy.
A pig with sleeves.
What?
Whatever you want to take that to be.
Okay, got it.
All right, there's a bird. Tiny little bird.
Okay.
All right, there's a rabid squirrel.
Oh boy. An athlete and a squirrel? Okay.
And then last but not least, there is a rabbit. And that's the last animal.
Okay. And they're all in the inner tube?
They're all in the inner tube. Okay. And the last thing I need you to draw, Kyle, is there's a hand that's grabbing the other end of the inner tube coming in from the bottom left corner.
If you have any room, just draw a hand that's grabbing the, like, it's a huge hand. It's like grabbing the inner tube. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh gosh, what is this? The hand.
The last thing was one more thing though I need you to draw. The last thing is that everything that is happening in space.
Okay.
Okay. So just, I don't know, some stars and some planets in the background. And let me know when you're done.
This Space Jam.
Let me know when you're done.
This Space Jam.
Let me know when you're done.
This is Space Jam.
Are you done?
Hold on. I'm writing Space Jam. All right.
All right, and Kyle got it on his first guess.
Heyo!
Ding, 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 ding.
Can you see this? What's, hold on, what does it look like? Let me.
Oh my gosh! What is? What's with the athlete?
Okay, hold on. Sorry, sorry, sorry. Okay, there you go.
Those are too many muscles. The pig with the shirt.
Well, you said he had sleeves.
That's right.
All right. All right.
Oh, man. You're making me cough over here.
I feel good about this. All right. That'll be in the show notes.
Oh, perfect. Well, there's your audio Pictionary, everybody. Kyle got on the first guess, so there's... I don't need to reveal it.
No.
You got it.
That's weird.
It is that, Space Jam.
That almost never happens.
Also, Michael Jordan, man, what a bad decision for him to do this movie.
Why? Come on. The second one is coming out soon, right? And now that LeBron's won the title, he can totally do it.
He has two titles under his belt already.
What's, The King is one. What's the other one?
What?
What?
Huh?
Hey, Kenny, you can find episode notes for this show over at goodstuff.fm.
Episode notes?
That's right. Episnotes.
Snuts.
Mm-hmm.
Episnuts.
You can also check out some other great shows over on goodstuff.fm, including some brand new episodes of shows like Non-Breaking Space, Three Guys, Three Questions, all the great shows. Please go check them out. We would appreciate it. You can also email us, kyle@goodstuff.fm, questions, concerns, complaints, or audio Pictionary drawings that I am going to be taking a photograph of at present. You can also follow us on Twitter. Good Stuff FM is the entire network. Morning Show AM is just this show. And if you dive a little bit deeper, Pizza Robotics is you. And I am Kyle Roderick. I feel like I'm mellowing out now with this music. We'll be back next week. We can probably do this next week. Yeah,
sure,
probably. I have no idea. Hey, not a regular schedule, but we gave you an episode, so please listen to it again.
Yeah, this is fan service is what it is.
It really listener is service. We got some requests to do an episode, and so we drugged
ourselves, woke up at this hour, and did an episode.
That's right. That's exactly what we did. Hey, huge thanks to Feed Press for their support of this episode. We'll be back next time. We will see you then. Goodbye.
See you later, guys. Oh, my voice.
Oh. Wow.
Because I'm married.
Wow.